Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Picture until you bam 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 bam. Stay in your family.
Stay in your family. Stay in your family.
Stay in your family.
Evening, Boyley.
Watcha.
Watcha, governor. Watcha, governor. You not got a shilling, have you? So I can go and get a bum from the shop.
Strike a light, mister, if it ain't the old show again.
I've been having a word with that old fella and he's been telling me I've got to lift some stuff out of pockets.
Cool, he's got some cheek.
I've just shot my wad.
Oh.
Ah, sorry, took things too far there. Catherine, I'm very, very angry. Welcome, Late Night Alternative, what? All of that stuff. I'm in a foul mood today. I'm in a really foul mood. I'm going to tell you why.
Go on.
I'm going to tell.
Tell me now, though. Stop. Give me the meat.
Catherine, trust me. The meat is coming. The meat is coming. I'm in a foul mood, right? Because for the last 15 years, there's my chair.
Sure, it's your chair. Anyway,
okay. 15 years. For the last... you're very quiet, by the way. Maybe if I turn you up here, so say something?
Pump me up.
Why do you pump me up, buttercup? 15 years.
Yeah.
The world has lied to me.
Oh, why?
Because, well, I'd been told by everybody that the Willy Wonka movie was no good.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, the Johnny Depp one?
What do you mean?
Well, there's the original one, which everyone agrees is wonderful.
No, there's not. There's only one Willy Wonka film.
Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, well, I'm not... I'm not talking about Charlie. Sorry, I thought I was being very obvious.
We're in one of those moods, are we? Okay.
No. We're in a mood for accuracy. Do you mind? I wasn't talking about Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. And
no,
therein
but you
lies
said
the problem with
the Willy Wonka movie, which is a general term, which could cover the Gene Wilder.
No, it's called Willy Wonka.
Yeah, but it ain't called the Willy Wonka movie. Accuracy.
But I said the title in the sentence. The Willy Wonka movie. Willy Wonka. It's like saying The Spy Who Loved Me movie. The
James
Who
Bond
loved
movie.
Me. No,
thank
it's
you.
Not.
Yes,
it's
of
not.
Which there
it's
are
like
many.
Saying, it's like saying the Ghostbusters movie. You know what I'm talking about.
I do now, and we're arguing over nonsense.
Exactly.
And frankly,
and
there are better things and bigger things going on in the world.
There's not. This right now is the number one important thing going on in my world, right? My youngest is reading Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can we watch the movie? I said, which movie do you want to watch? Do you want to watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Or
do you want to watch the Willy Wonka movie?
The Willy Wonka movie. And he said, I want to watch the Willy Wonka movie. So I found them both and we watched the trailers for both just to make sure. And he said, I want to watch the Willy Wonka movie. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And he'd seen it before years ago. I'm thinking, oh, God, this is going to be a waste of my life watching this rubbish, this famously turgid piece of crap.
I didn't hate it. It was just different from the other one. If you're expecting the other one, then...
But from the other what? It's not in any way connected to any other movie. And that is... No. That is the issue. I watched it, right? It's not a great movie. It's a very, very good movie. It's not a great movie. It's a very, very good movie. Johnny Depp in it is superb. The young kid, I don't remember the name of the character he plays... superb. James
Charlie Bucket.
Is that it? Oh, Charlie. Right. Okay. That's how little his name meant to me. There are three people in that movie.
Dissing a child.
Three people in that movie. Dissing a fictional child. Yeah.
Poor child who only gets chocolate twice a year.
And the actor that plays him is now a man. Destroying you tonight. Honestly, you've got not a leg to stand on. So I watched it. It is a really good movie. Great music from the fantastic Danny Elfman. Fantastic. Johnny Depp really gives a sublime performance. Three actors I've appeared on screen with in that movie. Three actors I have appeared on screen with. Kevin Eldon, James Fox, and Christopher Lee. I've appeared on screen with those three guys in movies. And I thought it was wonderful. I thought the last 20 minutes could have been a real letdown, and it was magical. Oh, it's not as good as the first movie. It is the first movie. I'm sorry. It is. No. I'm sorry. It is the first Willy Wonka movie. It is in no way connected with that horrifying nightmare, psychedelic nightmare known as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It's nothing to do with it whatsoever. And that's the problem. Everyone went, it's not as good as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Well, that's like going, it's not as good as The Godfather, because that's how connected it is.
I hope you're clapping.
Sorry, I'm getting excited. It's not as good as Lawrence of Arabia. Well, it's got nothing to do with Lawrence of Arabia. Why would you compare the two movies?
Who's saying that?
No, but this is what I am saying. Okay. By comparing it to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you might as well compare it to, I don't know, Emmanuel or anything. I don't know why I thought of that. Or anything, right?
I do.
Because because it's not connected to any of those movies. It is the first Willy Wonka movie. Mm. And it is enjoyable. 15 years ago it came out. This day, it turns out. 15 years ago, this very day, April the 30th, 2005. And because of a-holes like you...
Whoa, hang on! Objection!
Yes. Overruled, by the way, but go on.
I never said it was crap.
Did I say... I'm sorry, Catherine. Listen very carefully to what I'm saying.
I never said...
I never said that.
Take me out of this equation immediately. Take me out of it.
I said... Listen, please listen carefully. No. I said because of a-holes
like you.
Didn't say
qualify
you.
That. Qualify
you
that.
Just said it's not as good as the... You said, quote, it's not as good as the first one, our kid.
I was quoting other people, bollocks. Not
I was
me.
Quoting other people.
I was. That's why I was doing the special voice.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Grow some. Grow a pair. Man up.
I think you need to unhitch your pants. Someone's given you a power wedgie and you are not liking it.
I think you need to... But there's a great line in season 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm. He has this kind of like roommate, Leon, who's very sweary. And they're talking about penis size. And Leon goes, well, my dick is very, very big. Really? Got a big dick? Oh, yeah, so big that when I was in high school, someone gave me a wedgie with my own dick. But that's by the by. I've broken the ice. But that's just so I can come back again. People like you, a-holes like you, have ruined what is a really, really, really enjoyable movie. The last 15 years of my life have been living a lie. I'm saying it. The Willy Wonka movie is a really, really enjoyable movie. The sets are great. Did they do something weird to the kids' faces? Are the kids' faces touched up? Let me rephrase that. Are the kids' faces somehow... done something with computers, because we were looking at Augustus Gloop, who's from Dusseldorf, and his face is weird. And then we looked at Violet Beauregard, and her eyes were weird. Had they done something to the kids' faces?
Yes. Yes, they did.
What did they do?
Magic.
Okay, you're in that mood. Right, fine. 0344. 0344 499. Oh, I tell you what I'm going to do. Every time I give the number out, because I'm going to want to get some new callers, so I'm going to do it like this. 0344 499 1000. That's the telephone number if you want to give us a... It's like a subliminal kind of affirmation for people. I'm giving essays, subliminal affirmations to people to call in. It's very simple. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about the Willy Wonka movie.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Once again, really annoying, really annoying idiot, Andrew Kay. Phone in, Andrew. I'm so close to blocking you. So close to blocking you. Has the lockdown got to you that much? That version, a remake by any other nonsense, is appalling. All I'm saying, Andrew, is I enjoyed it. My eight-year-old enjoyed it. This is the problem.
Also,
what
does by any other nonsense mean?
I don't know. It's not a phrase. Also, that he's put version in inverted commas. Well, what does that mean? Here's the thing, right? When I say I like something, I am not saying everybody. I would never say, Andrew, you'd like this. I think you'd like this, partly because you're an annoying prig. But I would never say you'd like this. You should watch that. I think you'd really like it. All I can do is share my experience, right? That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. And my experience is I really enjoyed that film.
Which one?
Your movie, the Johnny Depp movie. I don't want to get bogged down in titles. I think
it
this
wasn't
is the
called
problem.
The Willy Wonka movie, was it? Didn't have Willy Wonka
a problem.
In the title.
It's, I think it's a problem with a lot of movie criticism.
Flipping it. Do you mind? We can hear that.
Sorry.
Is he having a dump? Is that your son? I didn't know you had an old man son.
Well, the pub is happening upstairs, and to be honest, I think some of the pub behaviour is spilling over onto the landing.
He's not having a pee on the stairs, is
he? He's doing a big rolling belch.
Well, I've got my kids here, so they you might be hearing some similar things. Andrew, you are so close. You're so close to being blocked with your annoying and wrong arguments, okay? I'm not saying, hey, Andrew, you'd really enjoy the Johnny Depp movie based on the Roald Dahl story that I was talking about.
The what now?
I'm saying I really enjoyed it. People lied to me for 15 years. My eight-year-old enjoyed it. So you just need to chill out. You need to chill your boots. Get your boots. Oh, I bet that's quite nice, actually. Getting your boots and putting them in the freezer an hour before you go out for a walk on a hot day. I bet that's nice. Yeah. Have you ever done that? Have you ever literally chilled your boots? 0344.
No,
wasn't 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Okay. Let's go to Danny. Good evening, Danny. Slow start. Good evening, Danny. Danny, right, can we call Danny back, please? Because Danny doesn't seem to be
Invisi Danny.
There. Invisi Danny. Don't forget, you can watch the show this evening, or my half of it, if you go to youtube.com/Ian Lee. Click. Was watching a lot of YouTubers today, so here we go. Hang on. click the like button in the next 5 seconds and you'll get a magical surprise. Also, click follow if you haven't already. They do that, don't they? I really want to see you smash that like button.
Smash it.
Smash it. I've had a really lovely day today. Really lovely day today. Not only have I discovered that basically the world of film criticism is based on lie, did some great homeschooling, I managed to sneak in a 2.5 hour nap. Yeah.
How do you do that?
I drug the kids. We had. I
do
make,
you put glasses on that have got open eyes on them?
several things have gone wrong today. I ordered Domino's pizzas tonight. Oh. Ordered Domino's pizzas. And I made a really big, or should that be, a really small error. I normally get medium-sized pizzas for everyone, one each. Yeah. Okay. And tonight I thought, let's try and save a bit of money. Let's go small. Let's get a small pizza. Those pizzas are tiny, Catherine. Have you ever had a small Domino's pizza?
It's basically a crumpet, isn't it?
It's a crumpet. It's tiny. So much so when the boxes rocked up, I thought, oh, geez, what have I done? I saw the boxes. I thought, oh, God. And I took them in and I opened the boxes and the boys burst into hysterics. It was, they were, what's that? What's that? What's that? It's my son, I love it. I hate you, Dad. I wish we lived with Mama. I got away with it just because I'd bought an extra side. So we had like chicken like chicken sticks and chicken popcorn. So there was enough, and some cookies. There was enough to tide them over, but those tiny pizzas, Catherine. It's just not worth anybody's effort.
I don't think they really qualify as a pizza. I think it's more of an amuse-bouche.
It was,
is that what amusement.
I don't know what an amuse-bouche is.
It's just, well, literally an amusement for the mouth. Just a little taster of something.
It was like a vol-au-vent.
A vol-au-vent?
They were like vol-au-vent.
Flight of the wind.
No. Those little kind of pastry things you get at fancy do's, a vol-au-vent. And it was, I just got away with it, just because I'd ordered two sides and cookies. So I just got away with it. So that was not great. But the other thing that was great, and if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you some bits and pieces now. We've booked in now to do a Zoom meeting with my mum, lovely Linda, in the care home. We're going to do it every Friday now at 3 o'clock. I think I've thrown the pages away, actually. Every Friday at 3 o'clock. Here we go. Oh, that's me. That's me.
Don't pull anything out.
No.
After last time.
It's a loose connection. I just need to check that we're still. Hang on. We're still in. Hang on. Oh, Tommy, are we in? No. Hang on. There we go.
There it is.
So we've got a Zoom meeting, right, and a very kind carer, and they're taking such good care of my mum in this care home. And I know we've had issues in the past, doing a brilliant job. They've got loads of PPE. Private places have got PPE. Because it's a different procurement.
Of which more in a second, system. By the way.
Oh, okay, brilliant. And they haven't got a case of it in the care home yet, thank God, touch wood. So this very kind carer set up Zoom for me and the boys. We're going to do it every Thursday, and my sister and her kids, right? And so she got it set up, and then she left the room, but somehow Mum was muted and couldn't hear us either, right? And Mum couldn't do it because she wouldn't know how to do it, and her hands aren't particularly reliable. So Mum couldn't hear us, and she was muted, and my sister, who was hosting the meeting, couldn't unmute Mum. So for the first 10 minutes of the Zoom meeting, we made the most of it, right? For the first 10 meetings, I was holding up messages. I'm showing these to the YouTube viewers at home. I was holding up messages on bits of paper. How are you? And she'd kind of nod or shake her head. And we were all laughing. It was funny. We were having a real laugh. And then I had a message, have you had a haircut? And she nodded she'd had a haircut. Next message I held up was, you are the only person with a haircut. Because no one's got a haircut. Everyone's hair is looking ridiculous, right?
You're not even attempting to speak to her at this point. You're just holding up signs.
Oh, we're saying it. We're saying it out loud. But, we're talking, for some reason, we're talking like we're talking to a Frenchman. Next one was, you look well. She's nodding and she's like answering, but she knows that we can't hear her. And then I did, then after that, I held up, do you have coronavirus?
And she shook her head
and she said, no, I don't have coronavirus. You're about 45 seconds behind on the YouTube, Catherine, so be careful. And then my eldest had a bright idea. This is 10 minutes into it. Mm-hmm. He said, because quite often when he's playing games of Fortnite with his friends, they don't always have headsets. So he will say to them, dance, because you can dance in Fortnite, dance... if you can hear me. And his friend's character will dance or won't dance. So he does this all the time, my eldest. And so my eldest said, now, Nanny Linda, hold your thumb up if you can hear us. And very slowly, my mother raised her thumb like Arthur Fonzarelli himself. And we're all just going... We've just had 10 minutes thinking you couldn't hear us, you silly woman. And we were wetting ourselves, man. It was so funny. We couldn't get it so that we could hear her, but we had
it. Did she find it funny?
She found it hilarious. And then it turns out my 10-year-old is a really good lip reader. He was able to lip read everything she was saying and stuff. And it was brilliant. We had a really, really good laugh. And afterwards, the 25 minutes, we stopped it. And afterwards, the woman emailed saying, how did it go? We said, we had a great time. We had a blast. But we couldn't. She was muted. So next time, let's make sure she's unmuted. But otherwise, it was brilliant. And in fact, it was really, really funny that we couldn't hear her. And it made it all the more special. And we had a great time. So it was very, very funny. But it was literally 10 minutes into it, my eldest. Now, Linda, hold your thumb up if you can hear us. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's have a quick break, then we'll take some calls if anyone wants to call in. That is, this is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. I don't want to listen. I don't want to get drawn into any battles that aren't my battle. I don't want to criticise anybody who works here or any of that. But just for the record, I think Emma Kennedy is one of the nicest people I have only ever briefly worked with, and she's been very helpful to me. And I see she's getting some flack. I see she's getting more than flack. I don't want to get into the whys and wherefores of it at this stage, but Emma Kennedy is fantastic, and I just think she's absolutely wonderful and has shown me nothing but kindness. How is your... Oh, go on, you want to talk about PPE?
Yeah, because you know we're making masks, right?
Yes, I do. And when are you going to send them to me?
I will send them. I'll send them to you. Do I send them? Do I just bring them? Do we meet halfway and I throw them at you?
No, just put them in a jiffy bag and send them. And I'll wash them when they get here and they'll be fine.
All right. Well, I've washed them and they've been kept in an airtight bag. And they've only been handled with clean hands. But, of course, you don't have to take my word for that. And I will send them ASAP. So I've got a little pile of these masks going. And I've been mentioning them in a kind of sheepish way to my parents, because my dad tends to be a kind of, what a load of nonsense kind of person. But actually, when I mentioned them to him, he was quite interested. And I think because he's been out more than my mum, who hasn't been out at all, really, because she's in isolation, he realised that people are starting to wear them, and the writing appears to be on the wall that we're all going to end up wearing them anyway. So I've got this little pile of masks, and I spoke to my sister about it. And again, I kind of introduced it really gently in a kind of, well, I'm making these things and I'm hoping we never need to use them. And she's a teacher. And she said, I'll have some of them. She said, because when I go back to school, you know, the kids cough and sneeze and all sorts. She said, I'm going to...
Coughs and sneezes spread diseases, Catherine.
Exactly. So she's interested, which I'm surprised about, because usually it's me coming up with these quote-unquote wacky ideas and everyone else laughing at me. And I assume that was what was going to happen. Anyway, so Mum had a hospital visit today, just a check-up, and she told me about it last week, and I said to her, I've got a mask if you want to wear them. No, it's all right. I've got my scarf. I'll just put it over my face. So I went, okay. I said, but this is a lot easier. You don't have to sort of mess with it. It's just on your face and then that's it. But, you know, I've got them. If you want them, just say. And I just thought I'd be really gentle about it because I don't want them to laugh at me, basically. Anyway, she went to the hospital today. And when she went in with the doctor, he gave her a mask. He gave her and my dad masks and said they should have been given them from the start or told to wear them before they came in. Everyone is wearing masks for sort of consultations and stuff. Yeah. Every single person.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, because my mum is asking me for masks. Oh, can you chuck a few around for me?
Boris Johnson has said that wearing masks probably could help. Do you notice the thing with Boris Johnson? It seems every time he says something, it's only because the public have been doing it for 10 days anyway. That's how it seems to work. Good for your mum. The mask thing is weird, isn't it? Because, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it was just Japanese tourists that wore masks, and we'd laugh
well,
and go, well,
also, let's be honest, it felt a little bit rude.
Yeah, it did.
What do you think we've got?
And now you see masks now, and I think, yeah, good for you. And when I get them, I will have absolutely no embarrassment whatsoever in wearing a mask. And so good for your mum because she's an older generation. It must be even more alien a concept for her than it is for us. So well done for looking around and learning.
Yeah, and also bearing in mind she's not been out for this whole time. And it was a different world 6 weeks ago, a completely different world. And I remember the first time I went to a supermarket and saw a civilian wearing a cloth mask, I thought, what are you doing, mate? What's this? And to be honest, I thought he looked a pudding. But it's not about that anymore, is it? And I know that we'll get people. There was a guy on online yesterday saying, oh, the masks are useless. They're not going to stop you getting it. No, but they might stop me passing it on. And if everyone has that attitude that we look out for the other person, then someone's going to be looking out for us.
Here's the thing. The science is so inaccurate at the moment. I read a thing today saying that 2 metres distance is probably not enough, actually. To stop the spread. So the view on masks may change. The majority of things I've read, and I haven't read anything about masks for a few days, so maybe that's changed, have said that the impact is minimal. It's there, but it's probably minimal. OK, I'll go for anything that makes me, my kids, that makes you, that makes the woman at the till on Tesco's, anything that makes even slightly safer, I'm totally, totally up for that. But also, I think it's psychological as well.
I think so.
If you feel more confident, and as long as that confidence isn't encouraging you to take risks,
no,
beautiful, bring it on, man.
I think it's also a visual reminder, not just for you, but for other people, that you are mindful of it. Because that was the frustration, wasn't it, when people were first getting used to the new supermarket rules, that some people were taking it seriously and other people were sort of chopping back down the aisle, getting a bit too close and all that stuff. You know, I think if someone's got a mask on, it brings it home to you a bit more.
I don't know. I'm not going to say this on air. I've thrown away all my notes. Oh, there they are. But let's just say, if you're a friend of mine and you want to know how to be guaranteed a Tesco delivery, drop me a private email. No, send me a text to my phone. If you're a friend of mine, send me a text to my phone. Me and Kath have found out how to get Tesco deliveries.
Yeah, and there is a funny sort of blip in it, but it works. Yeah,
It works. Do you need that Tesco delivery? Yes, I do, because I'm very lazy. Yes, bloody well do.
I'm stopping my parents going to the shops, and I'm stopping my in-laws going to the shops.
So, send me a text, and I will tell you. Let's go to Sadiq. Good evening, Sadiq.
How are you doing talk radio through lockdown? How can you do talk radio through lockdown? I'm just asking, how can you do it?
Wow, three times. He's very interested.
How can I live without you?
I want to know. What was my question?
What, sorry, what?
Did we hear the question? Which one of the three?
How do you do talk radio when you're not? If it's lockdown, you're not allowed to do talk radio. You can't do no talk radio, are you?
I remembered a funny song that we used to sing. Do you remember? You might as well be walking on the sun. Wow. Do you remember that, Kath?
Yes.
I used to sing... Hang on a minute, Sadiq. I'm doing a Smash Mouth joke. I used to do a funny version of that, and it just popped into my head the other day. You might as well be doing tricky sums. it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good. Tell that to the girls. They'll like that. They must like Smash Mouth. Very popular band. Sadiq, how can we help you tonight?
I was just asking, why are you not listening to the rule that Boris Johnson said you're not allowed to go outside the lockdown?
Oh, no, this is a pre-recorded show, Sadiq.
What's that mean? I don't get it.
We recorded this show towards the end of 2019.
No, it's not. It's 2020 right now. The year's 2020.
Yes,
right now.
You're listening to it in 2020, but we recorded this. God, when was it, Catherine? October, November, something like that, wasn't it?
October, November, yeah.
Yeah, it was October, November last year.
I disagree with you. You know the Gene Viola film, that's better than the Johnny Depp one, I think.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Sadiq. Does that answer your question?
Can I ask you for your mobile number? Would you give it to me, Ian?
No, I will not give it to you. But does that answer your question about how we're doing the show?
But I was wondering, how are you doing if you're not in the studio?
Yeah, We are recording this show now, but you're hearing it in 2020. But we recorded it in October, November of last year.
But are you at home or are you doing on the studio right now?
I have no... I could be dead by now for all I know. I have no... I would imagine that I'm at home... I'm going to guess that there was like a global pandemic lockdown or something. So I would imagine I'll be at home.
And what would you do if there was that? How would you do the show? I mean, I wouldn't be in this room with you, would I?
No,
exactly.
I would be in my house and you'd be in your house and we'd be doing this remotely.
So does that answer your question, Sadiq? It's a recording.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. 0344 499 1000. We got there in the end. Let's go to Tony. Hey, Tony.
Hiya, Ian. It was just a funny story you were saying about putting bits of paper up to your mother so she could see what you were saying and that.
Yes.
And then Kathleen went on to talk about masks.
Yes. Mm.
And what happened was we were very young and we moved to a very rough housing estate. And we found these things in my mother's bedroom and put them on her face and went out on the estate running around.
Yeah.
And when my father found out, he went absolutely ballistic. We had gone out with big sanitary towels wrapped around our mouth.
Sanity towels? Oh, my God, you put sanity towels around your mother's mouth. That is disgusting.
No, around our mouths.
Oh, my God. Around your mouths?
Yeah, they weren't used ones.
I assumed they weren't used ones. Yes, that would be an insanity towel. Correct, Catherine. Well done.
No, the old type, and the women had to wear belts with them.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
We put them around the ears, and we thought we were like doctors.
Yeah. It's just a bit of fun.
Start to move into a rough house in the state.
It's just a little bit of fun, Tony, isn't it? It's just a little bit of fun.
Yeah, just with
my... No woman, no cry. That's what that reminds me of. It reminds me of my master, my Sifu, Bob Marley. Yeah. No woman, no cry. What's your favourite Bob Marley song, Tone?
I'm not sure. There's quite a few.
So
no woman, no cry is my favourite.
So
be
many. I like the one...
I like, is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm... I don't know what it's called.
I like three little birdies sitting on a tree. Oh, one little birdie, come and whistle to me.
Yeah, but couldn't you imagine great one. Running around a really rough house in a state with sanitary towels wrapped around your face?
Tony, you are a legend and a player, if I may say so. 0344 499 1000. Thank you for that. Sanity towels. This is Talk Radio.
Online and on the Talk Radio app.
I want to thank everyone on the NHS frontline.
Talk Radio.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.